You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Music and Conversation Radio, brand new day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. I'm your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Wax. Thank you for joining us. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Kenda Hicks with Our Destiny. Right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, brand new day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Many little babies crying, too many soldiers. Hey there, this is Casey Fox, and you are listening to Brand New Day with my girl, Emily Blue.
Listen, Eden is kingdom, and Eden mindset is a kingdom mindset. Let me hear ya. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you do your hands like this. Here we go.
When God made man, he made a spirit. It was his plan that we live blessed. The tempter came, we were distracted. The tempter came, and we fell. We were deemed to live a life.
Tell them how it is, y'all.
That was Donna Lawrence and Company with Back to Eden. And you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. It's time for our Fresh Start segment. Joshua 1:9 declares, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous?
Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. As we navigate the times we are living in, it is time for us to suit up for the occasion. In other words, it's time for basic training. In the military, basic training, often called boot camp, prepares recruits for all elements of service, physical, mental, and emotional. It gives service members the basic tools necessary to perform the roles that they will be assigned to them for the duration of their tour. And likewise, we have necessary tools in order to perform in our role in the stage called life. Ephesians 6:11 through 18 says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watch thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Now, basic training is an intense experience. The purpose of this training, whether naturally or spiritually, isn't to break you. In fact, it is designed to make you stronger and more capable, to build you, and to show you what you're made of. It's a tough process, but at the end of the day, a rewarding one. So suit up for this season of your life. That's our Fresh Start segment.
You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited to have you tune in. We Talk Radio is celebrating over 1,500 episodes. Keep tuning in to each of our shows. And we have some exciting events coming up. Coming up is the Heels on the Move to Heal 4th Annual Charity Shoe Fashion Show. More details coming from us on this show today. Stay tuned. Back to Basics is the theme for the September month. All month long, we will help you to return to a simple way of doing or being. We hope that you will be richly blessed and empowered this month. But first, here's Go Get It by Mary Mary and Hold Up the Light by Phoebe and Cece Winans with Whitney Houston right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, 'cause they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your heart. Your prayers, and you got your God, he gon' take you home. See, everybody has a season. You gotta do something. It's alright to crawl before you walk.
Yeah.
It's alright to walk before you run.
Yeah.
But if you wanna get what you never got, gotta do something that you never got.
Take a stand.
the black thing better.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
This is your Renewed Heart segment, Cancel the Noise. For the past few years, we have seen our world increasingly becoming more of a madhouse. There are so many voices wanting to be heard, so many voices in opposition, so many voices who think they are right and those who are blatantly wrong. God certainly cannot be pleased. Also, the more noise we make that is not praise to God, the more we give way to the enemy, and the more people choose to do what they want to do, giving in to that power, not God's. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. 1 Corinthians 14:33. So whether it's debates over vaccines, masks, military, political warfare, civil unrest, moral and political decisions, anything that causes animosity, grief, and confusion over peace and resolution, let's think about it, pray about it, and allow God's grace, peace, understanding, and discernment guide us in entering or even starting these conversations so that we can help cancel the noise. This is your Renewed Heart segment.
School is officially in session. Our question of the day is about this very topic. So teachers, parents, we want you to chime in during this time. The number is 563-999-3456. Dial in during our question of the day so we can hear your thoughts.
Everything will be okay.
Emily Blue, host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
And I am Deanne Lax, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
That was Virtue with Everything Will Be All Right. And you're tuned in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue. This year, We Talk Radio has celebrated 11 years of the network. Thank you for supporting us each and every day by tuning in to all of our shows. All right, Joy Seekers, it's time for the question of the day. Teachers and parents, how are you managing the 2021-2022 school year? Call in now and share yours with us. The number is 563-999-3456. So, I will start off the process. As many of you all know, I am an educator. And for me as a teacher, I have to say that this year has been very different, but better than last year from the standpoint of being able to engage with the students and being able to actually teach in one mode as opposed to two different modes. Last year was, I have to admit, very, very, very challenging, but I was up for the challenge. I think the biggest thing for me as a teacher was that just getting everybody to do the right things, making sure that we're being very responsible, making sure we're taking care of each other. There's so much going on across the country and around the world with COVID-19, and I just, you know, it's just been really a challenge. And as a teacher, I know that we all are struggling with trying to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves, being responsible, being accountable, and trying to make sure that we are doing the best by our students. So if you could say a prayer for all of the educators out there, because we really, truly need your prayers. Again, the number is 563-999-3456. Come on, we would love for you to talk to us about how the school year is going for you thus far. What are your challenges? How are you feeling? Deanne, are you out there? Let's talk about you, because I know you're a parent and would love to hear your story regarding the question of the day. Okay. Nakia. Let's hear from you. How is the school year going for you with yours as we navigate through this kind of new normal?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Emily Blue, can you hear me? Hi,
yes,
how are
ma'am.
You?
I am doing well. So, how are you managing through the 2021-2022 school year as a parent?
Oh, let me tell you. You know, last year it almost seemed like it was going to take us out. At the end of that school year in 2020, in May of 2020, June 2020, you know, we didn't know really what was going to happen going into the new school year. And so the 2020-21 school year, then they had to do the whole year from home. And it was like, it took a lot of people out at the knees. But I'm going to tell you, for me, it was a blessing. It gave me an opportunity to truly reconnect with my daughter, for us to spend some time together, that quality time that would have not otherwise been that we could really spend together, because not only was she home, I was home as well, working from home. So it really gave us an opportunity to connect. And I really wish parents, you know, would, you know, think about it like that. Instead of being so angry about having to teach their child at home. Now, I will say this. I do have a degree in education. So I do have a kind of a leg up on that piece. And I get it. It is hard, even for me as an educator. You know, my daughter, all these years, she'll bring work home, and I was not the best in math. And so she'll bring math work home, and I'm like, listen, we're gonna have to talk to the tutor. We're going to get a tutor on this piece. Because it was still a struggle for me, even though all those years ago. Even in, now I've got degree in education, blah, blah, blah. Still a struggle trying to teach my daughter with a degree. So I could only imagine how parents without a degree had to, or whatever, without an education degree or with a high school diploma, it didn't even matter if you had a seventh grade education. It is difficult to teach youth sometimes because of, you know, sometimes you forget it and you lose it. You forget the algebra, how it all goes, and the decimals and all of that. You forget it. You know, you forget the adjectives and the nouns and all of that stuff. You know, so I'm going to bring Miss Deanne in. She's here as well. I think something happened with the line earlier, but we got her back. But so I don't want to take up too much of your show, Miss Emily Blue, because you know I will. But for me, it was a true blessing. It truly was. It was an absolute blessing being able to reconnect with my daughter, have that quality time with her, and then really being able to share things, learning so many things about her that I would not have had the opportunity to learn about her if she was in school for 8 hours of the day.
That's
okay,
so true.
Cool. Thank you so much. That is very true.
Yeah, that is very true. And, you know, both of you, same here. I feel like it was somewhat overwhelming in terms of, you know, okay, what do the kids know? What do they not know? What's going on? Because for some reason, some things seem like the things that I thought that I knew that they were learning, it was like, okay, hold on. I don't know what they're learning right now. Can y'all please refresh my memory? I thought I was really on top of it. But I did get to learn a lot about our kids. I got a chance to just be with them more often, and that meant the world. And, of course, it changed the trajectory of how we felt about our own careers. And, you know, so many Americans are, like, I was at an event the other day for work, and it was saying that 40% of Americans do not want to go back to work. So it worked full time. So it changed, you know, how we felt as adults about our situations. And so now not only do we have more time, some of us have more time possibly to spend with our children because we've kind of reevaluated our own situations, but we kind of get to be more available for school activities or school things that are happening. But then there's this part of me now, because as Emily knows, there's a struggle with this whole coronavirus thing, that I wish that schools would actively seek, or schools, other activities, whatever the case may be, we might have to just go back to virtual options as a whole, just so we could keep our children safe and protected and our teachers safe and protected. You know, maybe not the whole school, but at least bringing some students back home, because there are going to be some parents who are willing to bring their kids home, so we can make these classrooms smaller so that it can be safe for everybody involved, because coronavirus is still a thing, you know, and that's where we are in the world right now.
Oh, do I know.
Yes, you know, and so we need to have that option available, because there are parents who are still not safe or not feeling safe with their students being out of the home like they are going back. You know, we still have after-school cares and full function. We still have athletic events. We still have things that are going full function as if it was back to normal. But now we're being affected in a different way with our kids getting sick. And so we need to reevaluate those processes and just be more responsible as adults and allow so we can see some of these numbers come back down, you know. So that's where we are now.
Absolutely, and you know, the unfortunate thing is that we're so divided.
Yes.
We're so divided in our nation that, you know, people are not taking into account personal responsibility, the science.
Yeah.
And we just make sure we're taking care of each other, remembering the golden rule, love your neighbor as yourself.
Right, right. And what that looks like, you know, even with the, you know, sometimes in our home, we'll have these discussions and it'll go really far. And it's like, you know, this is the mask and the vaccines. And, this, you know, we have our own personal opinions about those things. But I'm starting to, this morning, as you see, doing the doing my segment with Renewed Heart, I thought, you know, what if we just kind of took a moment and just praise God? Because we have so many things going on. Our country is, oh, not our country, our state, Texas, they're making laws that not everybody agrees with, and some people agree with them, but there's just so much divisiveness. What if we took a moment to just praise God? Because we are allowing the enemy to do his dirt, and we got to figure out. We are allowing him to take too much control, and we got to figure out how we can come to some type of peace, even if it's just a mental thing, you know, because our kids, they're seeing this, they're being affected by it. They're taking our energy, and it's impacted. It's like doubly impacted. So when we start to talk about things, then they start to really reflect on them, and it affects their mental status as well. So we got to be careful about our conversations, and it's just a tough time, y'all.
It is, and I know that there like to share with us. So if definitely hit on all of our social media platforms and share with us on our post about how you're feeling and how you're managing and how you're pushing through this school year. So thank you so much, Kia and Deanne and Joyseekers, for calling you in and sharing with us as educators and parents on how you're managing and pushing through the 2021 school year as we collectively navigate through this global pandemic. Here's Fred Hammond and Radical for Christ with No Way, No Way You Won't Lose, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
the conqueror. Say that the power of God is enough, and we can do anything in his name. Are you more than a conqueror? Say that you're more than a conqueror too. When the battle gets tight, just believe that the Lord is gonna come and save you and me too. Say,
give up on you, believed you were there, but I couldn't feel you. Then you stepped in, you came to see me through. You never left me, even though I made my share of mistakes. I never paid the price that I should have paid. You never left me, nor did you forsake me. Lord, you never gave up on me. When I avoided your plan and I gave up and ran, you kept me. When I was sinking like quicksand, Lord, you threw out your hand, you kept me. When I trusted in man, he didn't give you a chance, you kept me. Said I've been in church all of my life. I didn't learn your word, but how to disguise. I try to look good in other people's eyes.
But you still kept me.
Because of your love, I'm running back to you. Because of your grace, I wanna say thank you. Lord, you're so faithful, and I'm so grateful that you never gave up on me.
Well, this is Andrea Williams, and I am so excited to be on Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
That was Lamont Sanders with He Kept Me. It is time for the Live Smart segment right here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Psalm 34, 18 and 19 declares, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all." I want to encourage you to know that we are all in this together. September is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, a time to raise awareness on the stigmatized and often taboo topic. In addition to shifting public perception, we use this month to spread hope and vital information to people affected by suicide. The goal is to ensure that individuals, friends, and families have access to the resources they need to discuss suicide prevention and to seek help. Throughout the month of September, the National Alliance on Mental Illness will highlight Together for Mental Health, which encourages people to bring their voices together to advocate for better mental health care, including a crisis response system. NAMI wants any person experiencing suicidal thoughts or behaviors to have a number to call, a system to turn to that would connect them to treatment and support they need. If you or someone you know is in an emergency, call 911 immediately. If you are in crisis or are experiencing difficult or suicidal thoughts, call the National Suicide Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. If you're uncomfortable talking on the phone, you can also text NAMI to 741-741 to be connected to a free trained crisis counselor on the crisis text line. While suicide prevention is important to address year-round, Suicide Prevention Awareness Month provides a dedicated time to come together with a collective passion and strength around a difficult topic. The truth is, we can all benefit from honest conversations about mental health conditions and suicide, because just one conversation can change a life. That's our Live Smart segment. Music and Conversation Radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. Deanne and I are excited about the theme for this month, Back to Basics. But before we get started with today's discussion, we want to give you a few reminders.
All right, Joy Seekers, we want to encourage you to sign up and join the Brand New Day Book Club. Our next book selection is Woman Evolve, Break Up With Your Fears and Revolutionize Your Life by Sarah Jake Roberts, who is a pastor, businesswoman, best-selling author, and media personality who expertly balances career, ministry, and family.
In Woman Evolve, Sarah helps readers understand that your purpose in life does not change. It evolves. Your fears and insecurities may have changed how you viewed God other than yourself. But in Woman Evolve, you can break through and use past mistakes to revolutionize your life. Like Eve, you don't have to live your future defined by your past. We are asking all listeners to purchase a copy of the book and read it by Saturday, October 16th, for our virtual book club discussion on Saturday, October 23rd, 2021 at 7 p.m. More details coming soon.
You may purchase the book at Amazon.com or any of your local bookstores. Register to join the book club by logging on to brandnewdayemily.com/events.
All right, Joy Seekers, let's dive into tonight's discussion. So, Deanne, our theme this month is back to basics. And when I think about back to basics, I think about doing things simple, getting back to the foundation, doing things in a simplified way, or being in a simple way, and not decluttering is what I think about as well. So throughout the month of September, I know that's what I want to make sure that we do throughout the show. Deanne, what were some of your thoughts as the theme came up for this month?
I kind of thought about what your cousin, Mr. Lamont there, kind of taught us about getting back to the old way of worship, even, just making sure that we kind of get things reviving going on. Kyle. I'm sorry, I'm going to say Lamont.
That's okay, because it's funny, Lamont's mom, he kept me.
Kyle Sanders, right? Is that right?
Right. Yes.
Okay. Yes. So, yes, getting back to the basics, getting back to how we used to, you know, just the praise and worship, more or less, and just trying to kind of simplify things, like you said. You know, it wouldn't be too bad if we did have someone come on who could help us simplify our lives, maybe getting some reorganization going on. Doing a little fall, we have spring cleaning, getting fall cleaning going on, and things like that, getting back to just kind of get our houses in order.
If we can get our houses, our physical houses in order, I have learned through experience that your mental house will get in order. If you declutter, one room, I would say, a percentage of your brain would declutter. No joke.
Exactly. That's a
no joke.
It does. No, that's why, you know, honestly, that's why people feel so relaxed when they go on vacations and things like that, because you get to junk up somebody else's face and not yours. You know, you don't have to worry about washing clothes for a minute. You don't have to worry about where you leave things, as you know, you want your space where you staycation looking good too, but you don't have to worry about it as much, because then somebody's going to come in right behind you and make up your bed for you. But now they're not doing that as much, so you got to make up your bed, but still, you know, if in hotel staycation space, you got somebody coming in right behind you, left behind you. So that's an opportunity.
Yes. Well, I could be honest with you on the hotel thing. I would put the do not disturb sign on my door. So before
right,
COVID,
right.
I was doing that.
Right. Yes, so true, so true.
I would put towels. I would put out the trash.
Right.
In the front.
But, you know, it's funny because it's that small little space, and you have your luggage for however many days you stay there, and you don't have more than that. Well, you know, sometimes we overpack. Okay, I'm one of those guilty of overpacking. But you don't have more than that. And, you know, and in our homes, we find ourselves having, like, so much stuff. And then, you know, when we're at that hotel, it's so free.
Mm-hmm.
But at home, you know, it's like, okay, we've overpacked at home.
Yeah. So, but when we were talking, what I was talking about in first start segment today, basic training, that's part of back to basics too. Getting back to the things that we've learned and unlearn some stuff, because it's really important to get back to the values that we should uphold, or learn some values to kick out some of the stuff that we should not be doing. You know, just common decency. Let's get back to, there's a song that Cece Winans put out on her Purified CD called Mama's Kitchen. And the lyrics go to, can we just go back to the simple kind of living? You know, just talks about, you know, getting back to doing, you know, cooking with your family, being with your family, getting back to the way we were. Well, I would clarify and say I should get back to everything that we were from a country perspective, maybe in some areas of my home, family life. But I just think that we have to, in that back to basics, get very clear on what should our lives look like in this space right now, where we are right now. How do we navigate this season of our lives? Because clearly the reset button was hit. And
right.
Some of us are still trying to figure it out.
Right, yeah. We got to figure out what that looks like. And some of us never had that, too. So defining that, what is that?
Yeah, that's very true. Very true. So we want to make sure that in these up and coming months, particularly this month, if there's a subtopic within our theme for this month that you would like for us to pay particular attention to, and you like to, for us to discuss it or to have special guests to deal with it, let us know. Hit us up on social media. And, you know, we will be more than happy to help our listeners, our beautiful joy seekers, get to some type of resolution with something that they, you know, you need assistance with. That's why we're here. We're here to help you grow, help you expand, help you blossom, help you to develop into the person that you were created to be.
Yeah,
we definitely
respect. And if you have some sweet little things, because the thing is, again, some of us may not even know what back to basics is. And so, you know, we may have been in this rat race for years and don't even know that we're in a rat race. So for those of you who feel calm, collected, you know, where you feel like you've had type of back to basics, get back to basics, why don't you share that with us? Let us know, like, what kind of old things do make you feel warm and fuzzy?
Yes. That's good, Deanne. I know for me, when my warm and fuzzy thing is, I am such a big Christmas movie watcher. Y'all, don't write me off. When I want to feel joyful, when I want to feel some type of warm, fuzzy feeling, even out of season, I will play a Christmas movie. Because it's just Christmas for me just brings that type of joy and type of giving and love and hope that the rest of the season outside of resurrection season doesn't bring to me.
That's a good idea, Emily. I have a baby who's a little bit down and out right now, and this, as a matter of fact, this weekend she listens to Christmas music often, even especially when it's not Christmas time. But she was listening to Christmas music weekend, and so you know what, I think we might just do that. We might just tell Google or Siri, hey, turn on some Christmas music, and we might just do a little dance party. So yeah,
yeah,
you know, some of those types of things, those do create
those memories and those, you know, the excitement and the wonder that surrounds Christmas and even Thanksgiving, like just all of that. I think that's just comforting a lot of us, you know, a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, you know, even if you got to throw on some every day is a day of Thanksgiving and that makes you think of Thanksgiving or Santa Claus is coming to town, whatever the case is. You know, let's get back to what makes us feel good and, of course, what makes us praise God, what makes us not be so divisive and not find something to complain about, but to find the joy in everyday life.
Yes, definitely. So, again, hit us up on social media and let us know what you would like for us to talk about or what type of guests you'd like us to have if we discuss back to basics. So, Deanne, I know that this is Grandparents Day, so I don't know if you could today is Grandparents Day.
Yes.
So happy Grandparents Day to all the grandparents.
Yes, happy Grandparents Day. We definitely love our grandparents. Goodness sake. How did I forget? But happy Grandparents Day. We are so glad to be able to call you grandparents. You know, I grew up, I had my grandparents, but they lived in Louisiana, so I didn't always get to see my grandparents. But my dad, he's here with us. My mother-in-law, she lives not too far from the school. So they are so fortunate and blessed to be able to see their grandparents. So if you're able to say hey, if you're able to hug or talk to your grandparents today, even if you are an adult, then you praise God. So call them right now and tell them happy Grandparents Day. And that if you didn't get to do something today, that you will definitely make sure you're getting to it because it is truly a blessing to have a grandparent. I miss my grandparents so much.
I do too. I miss my grandparents so much as well. So yeah. So it's
they weren't always peachy keen with them, but I tell you what, I'd rather have them here than not. And so I really miss my grandmother especially. She had a little mouth on her. She was so funny, but I really miss her. And so.
I miss going to, in Galveston, I miss going to, there's a store called Mitchell Ladies with my grandma, or laying in my grandma's bed and just talking to her or doing her hair. I used to wash my grandmother's hair all the time when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to scratch my grandmother's hair. Greaser scalp and stuff, by the time I was a kid, she really, you know, as I was getting older, she didn't have a whole lot, but I would scratch and grease her scalp, and she returned the favor. Them grandma's head scratches and them back scratches, it seemed like they never ended. Like, they could scratch your back all day. You have to tell them, I don't know about your grandmother, but my grandmother, I'd be like, okay, you can stop now. I mean, but it was like the best. It was like they just had time on their hands, you know. So, wow. Yeah, lots of memories there.
Right.
Yeah,
definitely.
So.
So I guess that kind of was our Fearless Family segment in a way because.
Fearless Family, that's it. Go say hey to your grandparents, thank God for them. Go and just, if they're here, you know, spend a little time with them and ask them, you know, scratch their head, scratch their back. You mind scratching mine?
be safe if you're going to visit your grandparents.
What do you say?
And be safe if you're going to visit.
Please, if you're not vaccinated, please wear your mask. Grandparents are very vulnerable right now, so we want to keep them safe and protected. And like I said, if you do go visit them,
get back to the basics. Let them give you, if they say, let me cook you something, you know, let them cook you a little something. Get, let the background feel, see, they like doing stuff.
Yeah, indulge them.
Indulge them, definitely. So, yeah, that's how
right, and that was awesome, you know, just to think about talking about our grandparents. It just brings a smile to our face, and for those of us who are missing our grandparents, definitely pray for you and pray for your, you know, your time of healing, because God knows it is hard. It is hard to lose your grandparents. So, Deanne, thank you for bringing the families to the Brand Day show, because it has added a great element to this show. So thank you for bringing that segment to the show.
Thank you very much, Emily. You're welcome. We, you know, families are important, and especially today we're seeing there's a great need for us to be able to depend on one another for moral support. And even if you have no blood family that's nearby or like that, you know, call on a friend, someone who, you know, let them know that, you know, you're family. If nothing else, you are brothers and sisters in Christ, and we need to appreciate one. So let them know you're thinking about them.
All right. So this was an awesome Fearless Family segment. We're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio.
Well, we have reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to the E-Man after show at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight, and all of our other shows through the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, We Talk Radio has a brand new website. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com. And sorry about that. And follow We Talk Radio on all social media platforms and We Talk Radio at We Talk Radio.
Again, yes. And again, the E-Man After Show is at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and all of the other shows throughout the week, listen to them on the We Talk Radio Network. We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty, and keep the conversation going. Tell us how you will get back to basics.
Let's recap. Our Fresh Start segment was Time for Basic Training. Our Renewed Heart segment was Cancel the Noise. Our Live Smart segment was In This Together. Our Fearless Family segment was all about our grandparents.
Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made, and God, we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. God, we ask you, Lord God, to make every rough place smooth and every crooked place straight, Lord God. God, prepare us for the week. Get our hearts and our minds ready, God. God, we want to be more like you each and every day. We ask you, Lord God, to continue to wash us with the washing of your word for the journey. We love you. Keep us safe. Keep us whole. Keep us in perfect peace. We love you. We bless you. We give you praise. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
We would like to leave you with a motivational quote from Steve Maraboli. The greatest step towards a life of simplicity is to learn to let go.
Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. Here's Veronica Petrucci of Angelo and Veronica featuring John C. Key with Expecting Great Things.
I was taught years ago that if you live life with the spirit of expectancy, not only would you receive a harvest, but the thing you petition God for, expect it, and it shall come to pass.
Expecting great things, I'm expecting great things. I'm using my faith, and I'm expecting great things.
I'm expecting great things.
Thank you, Jesus.
Times are different today. Things are happening that have never happened before in the history of our world. And out of all the chaos that we're seeing and that we're experiencing, we need the Word of God like we've never needed the Word of God before. And I'm asking you to come grow with us in the soil, to receive good, sound, biblical teachings that answer and speak to where we are on today. This is Pastor Jeremy J. Glenn of Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. We call it the Soil Church. And I want to see you come grow with us in the soil. You can follow us on Facebook at Spirit of Inspiring Love Church, on YouTube, Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. And as always, we'll be right here on We Talk Radio's Shine Lord, 10 a.m. every Sunday. Join me and allow God to speak to your spirit so that we can understand what God needs for us to do in such a time as this. And I'm looking for you to not meet me there, but beat me there as we grow in the soil of the love of God.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.